evening, everybody. You're listening to Beyond the Matrix with Patricia Corey. Welcome. I have for you this evening a truly remarkable guest, a big honor to have him with us. He is Dr. Rav Michael Lateman, an expert, probably the most expert of the Kabbalists in the world. He received his PhD in philosophy and Kabbalah from the Moscow Institute of Philosophy at the Russian Academy of Sciences, and his MSc in Medical Cybernetics from the St. Petersburg State Polytechnic University. In addition to his scientific engagements, Rav Lightman has been extensively engaged in Kabbalah for the past 30 years. He's published over 30 books, and we're going to be talking about his most recent one, The Kabbalah for Idiots, translated. His books have been translated into more than 12 languages, hundreds of articles on Kabbalah. We are talking to a true expert, and it is my great honor, Dr. Lateman, to have you with us. Thank you for coming to speak with us tonight. Are you with us?
Yes, yes.
Dr. Lateman?
Yes, this is Chaim Watts. I'm his interpreter. And he is with us. Dr. Lateman is with us.
So are you interpreting then the questions?
Yes, I'll be interpreting the questions into Hebrew, and then he'll answer them, and I'll answer right back. It'll be very quick.
Wonderful. So bear with us, folks. We're doing this by telephone, and we're using a third-party interpreter so that there may be a few moments of silence as we get this information to you. Okay, I would like to start by introducing the Association of B'nai Baruch. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
B'nai Baruch, yes.
Okay. I would like to know a little bit, if you can talk to the question of this organization, Worldwide Students of the Kabbalah, under the guidance of Dr. Lateman, and to give us an overview of this organization and how it has opened the Kabbalah to so many people around the world.
Okay. I started as a scientist in biological cybernetics, and I came because I wanted to know the secret to life. And I discovered that science couldn't provide me the answers that I was looking for, and I kept on searching. And I wound up in Kabbalah because I was told that Kabbalah would provide me the answers that I was looking for. So I started studying Kabbalah, and I got deeper and deeper into it. It took me quite a few years to find my teacher, but eventually I found my teacher, Rabash. And I found him in 1979. I was his student and personal assistant and secretary. I was with him all the time for the last 12 years of his life until 1991. In 1991, when he passed away, I founded B'nai Baruch. B'nai Baruch, named after my teacher, whose first name was Baruch, took upon itself the mission of realizing my teacher's vision, which is the dissemination of Kabbalah throughout the world to the whole of humanity. And this is what B'nai Baruch does. As the years went by, we expanded further and further, and to date, we have approximately 2 million students worldwide from all religions, from all belief systems. We have Muslims, we have Christians and Jews and Buddhists, and they all study, especially the main means through which they study is our site, www.kabbalah.info. All information there is available for free. So all the students that are with us are studying free of charge, and anyone can go in there and join us. And all the material.
Wonderful. And I read that once weekly, Dr. Lateman teaches there in Israel, and then this is translated into many languages and provided free, correctly?
Well, it's not actually weekly. It is daily.
Dr. Lateman
gives a daily lesson for 3 hours, and yes, it is broadcast live on Israeli television, and on the internet, and anyone can watch it live. And again, it's all free.
And is that on the site www.kabbalah.info?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, let me get this to you now, folks, just so that you know how to spell it, because there are many spellings of Kabbalah. It's
okay.
K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H.
That is correct. .info.
Yes. Well, I think that's magnificent, and I'm sure that a lot of my listeners are going to be tuning in immediately, because there is a new, well, let's not say new, but certainly a growing fascination with the wisdom of Kabbalah, especially at a time when we are searching for spiritual enlightenment as answers to the difficulties that we face at this time on the planet. I'd like to ask Dr. Lathan, can you, since he's taken on, I laugh because I delight in the title of the book, since you've taken on the title Kabbalah for Idiots, can we get a very basic, and of course this is almost a difficult question to even ask, much less answer, but can we hear from him what would be the basic tenet of the Kabbalah, if you could possibly find one point to discuss?
Okay. My עקרונות הבסיסיים של הקבלה. Yes, absolutely. First of all, a small correction. It is the Complete Idiot's Guide to Kabbalah. Now, just the basic tenets are those. Kabbalah is a science. It's not a religion. It's not a faith. There is no mysticism in it. It's just like it's a science, just as physics is a science. And it uses the same research tools and just like any other science, except Kabbalah started 5,000 years ago. It predates all the sciences we have today and all the religions we have today. That's why Kabbalah, by definition, belongs to the whole of humanity, because it started as a general science that belonged to the whole of humanity. At that time, when it started, it was in ancient Babylon, and at that time, the whole of humanity was concentrated in that very small, relatively small area. Afterwards, we scattered and expanded the whole of humanity, and the Kabbalah remained hidden. Now, because we need this science to resolve the problems of our lives, it's re-emerging, and again, it's re-emerging as a solution for the whole of humanity, hence its growing popularity. Now, the basic tenets are those. It tells you about the forces that exist in life which you cannot perceive normally. Think of it as an embroidery, a picture made of an embroidery. When you look at it from at the front of it, you see a beautiful picture. But when you turn it around, you see a whole mesh of threads that you don't know how they're connected. Using the wisdom of Kabbalah, you learn how to connect these threads, and that allows you to design and redesign your life as you please. And that prevents you from making many mistakes that we are presently making, which produce, in the end, the global crisis that we have today.
Would you agree that we are the Hermes tablet, as above, so below, as below, so above, is an inkling into some of the more profound aspects of the Kabbalah?
האם אתה חושב שהמשפט כפי שלמעלה כך למטה, כפי שלמטה כך למעלה, זה מתאים לכמה דברים העקרונות היותר עמוקים של הקבלה?
Yes, that is correct, except the material is different, because above you have forces and below you have matter. And the wisdom of Kabbalah helps us perceive the forces before they dress into matter, and then we can change them and manipulate them to our benefit. In other words, when they materialize in a beneficial way for us.
In an official way?
Beneficial. In a way that benefits us.
I'm sorry, wasn't able to hear that answer. Indeed. So we're talking about mind over matter, spirit over matter.
Mind,
yes, absolutely. We connect to that higher mind.
I would like to know, on all of our minds these days, particularly my listeners, is looking forward to 2012 and so many varying viewpoints on this very important time for humankind. We have the Mayan prophecies, we have so many, everything from dark to light projecting into that date. And I would like to know, does the Kabbalah somehow intimate or somehow prophesize what this great change for humankind is at this pivotal time for humankind?
Okay, just a second. היא שואלת על תאריך 2012, היא אומרת, יש הרבה מאוד דתות ומאוד מדברות על התאריך הזה, האם גם הקבלה מתייחסת ספציפית לתאריך? The year 2012 will be a very critical year. At this year, and not later than that, humanity will have to decide if it is going towards the correction of the world or to the destruction of the world. At the end of the process, it'll come out and overcome this process, and it will achieve a happy life, humanity. But it will either happen through terrible blows and suffering and a third world war, or through mindful awareness of the situation and using it, correcting ourselves.
Given the global stress and disharmony, some people are quite frightened that unfortunately humankind will be headed to the darker side of this. And I am a believer that despite these dark moments, we are, well, no one can predict, but I certainly want to believe that we are headed to a new age of enlightenment. I would like to know if Dr. Lightman, who is such a devoted spirit leader, can share with us some of his personal viewpoints about this transition.
אומרת, היום הרבה אנשים מפוחדים ודואגים לעתיד. אני הייתי רוצה להאמין שהעתיד באמת יהיה יותר טוב, אבל הייתי רוצה לשמוע את דעתך בתור אדם רוחני. איך אתה רואה את העתיד?
I see a wonderful future. I see humanity reaching heaven on earth. But the only question is, in which way? Either through the blows and sufferings or by understanding that it is better for us to pursue this path by ourselves. It is just like you educate a child. If a child wants to listen and obeys you, they grow up happy and content. If they don't, they suffer the blows of education, because education forces them to grow, and then they end up in the same place but having suffered instead of having enjoyed the way.
I would like to speak to the actual possibility. Is it possible for people, me being the first in line, to actually come to Israel and study with Dr. Lightman?
I'm sorry again. Is it possible for people to?
To actually come to Israel. Is there a school? Is there a place where people can actually come and get the teachings firsthand? If someone were determined to become a devoted student, is there a program through this organization where one could actually go to Israel and study with him?
I see, okay. היא שואלת, ואם אדם רוצה באמת להגדיש את לימוד הקבלה, האם יש מקום בישראל שיכול לבוא אליך ולימוד?
Of course. First of all, we have a place in Israel. But not only in Israel, we have branches all over the world. In all the major cities in the United States, in Europe, in all over the world, in dozens of countries. And plus, you have the internet site. The internet site connects you worldwide, directly to Dr. Lightman's lessons, daily lessons. And you have all the material presented there free. You have all the books free. All the lessons that he gives are free and are live. You can download them afterwards if you can't watch it live. but you can still watch it live, and it's all, again, free. You can form your own study groups in your own city.
Wonderful.
And you can also come to Israel if you want, but you certainly don't have to relocate to be a student of Dr. Lightman.
That's a great gift that he's giving to the world. I'm particularly fascinated by his linking quantum physics with the Kabbalah, and I would love for him to elaborate somewhat on that aspect.
Well, I actually wrote a whole book about it, Kabbalah Science and the Meaning of Life. But in short, quantum mechanics explains reality up to a certain point, but it cannot reach beyond that point. It doesn't have the research tools to explain reality beyond that point. And exactly at that point, Kabbalah and quantum science meet, because Kabbalah explains the structure of reality from that point onwards to the more, if you will, fundamental levels of reality. But again, you can read all about it in Kabbalah Science and the Meaning of Life.
And could we have the name of that book again? Kabbalah Science and the Meaning of Life, and the publisher, yes, please.
The name of the book is Kabbalah Science and the Meaning of Life.
And that's available through your site, I would imagine.
It is available through our site. You can download it free, and you can buy it also through our online store if you wish to have a hard copy.
Oh, that's great. Back to physics. I would like to know what Dr. Lightman thinks of the recent elaboration of the string theory that has been brought forward very well by Dr. Michio Kaku, who is a physicist, I believe, at MIT.
Yes.
היא אומרת, האם יש בזמן האחרון את תיאוריות המיתרים שזה
אחד... He said, it's already passé, this theory. It was developed by physicists to explain certain phenomena, but it's actually already, for at least past 2 years, people have been having their reservations about it. It hasn't proven itself as solid and viable, the string theory. That's why today it's not something that people pursue any longer.
So what would Dr. Lightman say the latest theory from the scientific community would be regarding the enormity of the cosmos and our place in the universe?
I couldn't quite pick it up. Can you repeat the question, please?
I'll try. I'm wondering what the Dr. Lightman would suggest is the latest in the theories, so desperately sought of theories by man, as to the origins of the universe, the structure of the universe, and our role in the universe, in the cosmos.
מה לדעתך היא התיאוריה האחרונה או הנכונה ביותר לגבי מקורות היקום?
The origins of the universe are the force from which that eventually created matter. And Kabbalah teaches how substance became materialized out of that force, and then how it evolved from the Big Bang. That was the first time when force was turned into matter. And as we study Kabbalah, we can go back in time because we transcend, we go above time to a place where there is no time because it is beyond the speed of light. And that's where Kabbalah is effective. That's where, that's its field of research.
That's very exciting because that's one of the basic tenets of my
work. Would
you do that?
If I can just... All right. Can I just finish?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. Can I just... okay. I'll just finish the answer.
Okay.
So when we go back in time, we can be integrated. We can kind of re-experience phenomena that happened billions of years ago, as if they are happening right now. It's as if, yeah, we go back in time. We become integrated.
Well, if you're saying that there is no time
phenomenon,
would that be a correct way to describe it, or can we say that we journey on some sort of a matrix of no time?
אז אם אתה היית מגדיר את זה כמסע בזמן, או כזה שזה פשוט אין זמן. The first definition was right. There is no time. There's just
no time. We can't go back in time, but rather we are outside of the limitations of time.
Well, it's outside of the limitations of time. In other words, there is no time. Only in our perception does time exist. Once you transcend our present perception, using the wisdom of Kabbalah, you arrive at a dimension where time doesn't exist.
And would Dr. Leighton like to answer to what dimension that would be?
And I'm sorry, would Dr. what?
Can we describe what dimension that would be where time does not exist?
That would be a little difficult to do in this kind of setting of a radio interview. This would require some further correspondence and elaboration, really.
And may I hope to be able to have that with Dr. Leighton?
Yes, you will. And until then, you can find a lot of material on that on our site at www.kabbalah.info.
Yeah, everybody, make sure you get this written down. This is going to be an important site for you. www.kabbalah.info.
That's right, and that's KABBALAH.
Now, let's jump over a little bit and discuss then when Dr. Leighton says the force that created matter. Is he speaking about the universe? I tend to avoid the word God. Because for some people it implies religion, and I prefer to discuss universal intelligence or the source or whatever word works for that explanation.
Okay.
What he was referring to when he says the force that created matter,
mm-hmm.
the primal intelligence?
אני קצת מיוטט מהשימוש במילה אלוהים, כי זה קונטציות דתיות. אז איך אתה היית מרגיע את הכוח? It is nature. Actually, in Kabbalah, the terms God and nature are synonymous. But it's not the nature we know of today, because this is a limited nature. It's the nature we can perceive with our present senses. In Kabbalah, God or nature refers to the whole of nature, the comprehensive nature, which you can only perceive once you rise to the level of the forces instead of being here limited by matter.
In the illusion.
Yes.
I have a question that just escapes me. How does he then describe the transition from this dimension, let's say death, ascension, whatever you want to term, moving out of this reality into the dimension, a higher dimension?
Mm-hmm.
What is the Dr. Leighton's explanation for passage out of this dimension, the death process?
איך אתה מתאר את המעבר מהמימד הזה לאותו מימד שאתה מדבר עליו, והאם זה קשור במוות?
First of all, it's not related to death. You have to do it here in this life. Death doesn't change anything.
ואיך אתה מתאר את המעבר הזה?
In the transition itself is a radical evolution in your perception of reality.
I think that's the final answer. I'm waiting to see if you need to translate more.
No. That's the final answer. That's it.
What does he see for the... Obviously, being in Israel, it means being in the middle of some of the most intense conflict on this planet. And many authors and writers and intellectuals have talked about why this perennial conflict in this region. Many very outrageous ideas about that, and such as somehow the grid around the planet having a hole right over there in the Middle East. I would like to know what his perception is as to why this part of the world has been forever conflicted.
Okay. למה המזרח התיכון הוא מרכז של קונפליקטים משך כל כך הרבה שנים? Because the correction method was started in ancient Babylon, and that's the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it is, which in ancient Babylon is in the Middle East, and it exists with Israel, and this is why the world or the nations hate the Jews, because they subconsciously feel that the Jews have something on which the happiness of the whole world depends. And now it is time for the Jews to disclose this method for the whole world.
But wouldn't you agree that not that many Jews study the Kabbalah?
But would you agree that what?
That not that many Jews actually study the Kabbalah. Many are not even familiar with its existence.
היא אומרת, אבל לא הרבה יהודים לומדים את הקבלה, הרבה אפילו לא מכירים אותה. The problem is that they don't know what they have, but it's still there among their people, and the Kabbalists are among their people.
Am I interrupting him?
No, I was just saying whether they are aware of it or not.
Whether they are aware of it or not. Many years ago, I wanted to come to Israel to study the Kabbalah before it was in fashion. And I couldn't find anyone that knew who I could study with, who I could meet, or any rabbis that had any knowledge of the Kabbalah. So I assume that this has really changed in these last few years.
היא אומרת, לפני הרבה שנים אני רציתי לבוא ללמוד קבלה בישראל, אבל אף אחד לא הכיר פה שום מקובל או שום רב בישראל. אני מניחה שהמצב הזה שונה עכשיו.
It is very different, and I feel in your questions that there is someone to teach now, that there's someone who can really study, so you are invited to come and study.
I would be greatly honored, and please tell him how much I appreciate these words hearing his words.
He's saying, I feel you have a special soul and I'll be happy to teach you. You don't have to come from Israel for that.
I will definitely come. I'm a little bit emotional after that. Thank you.
Are you in the United States right now?
No, I'm in Italy, so it's pretty easy for me to come, actually.
Ah, arrivato in credo per Italia, per sotto, per le... I understand that you're flying to Mexico, though.
I myself am a teacher, and I try to bring people to the sacred sites of this world, and try to learn as much as possible so that I can share in helping others receive the wisdom of great teachers such as Dr. Leitman.
הדברים האלה שאני לומד, למשל, דברים גדולים כמו מה שאתה מלמד. I'm sorry, was there a question there? I translated what you said.
Probably not.
He's saying, I recommend that you really visit the site and start studying systematically. And, you're invited to be in touch with us, and we'll take it further from there.
Okay, I will definitely do that. And now I'd like to jump to another area which I am very personally important to me and to most of the audience that I have on listening in tonight, and that is how he views the question of life, physical life beyond this planet. Mm-hmm. Material life beyond this planet, which we would probably classify as extraterrestrial life. And then in the next question, I would like to talk about extra-dimensional intelligence communicating with us. So, could we start with the first question, which is the viewpoint of extraterrestrial life and contact with the human race?
Yes. איך אתה רואה את העניין של חיים מחוץ לכדור הארץ ואינטליגנציות חיצוניות? Dr. Leitman is saying it doesn't exist.
Extraterrestrial life doesn't exist?
Yes.
So then, in the teachings of Kabbalah, one would believe that only life only exists on this planet?
אז לפי הקבלה, אדם מאמין שחיים קיימים רק בכוכב הזה? Yes.
Then how do we account for the existence of
he's also saying,
so many other planets in the universe?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. He was also saying, I don't believe, I know.
How does he know?
איך אתה יודע? Oh, that's exactly what I'll teach you.
That's a great answer. I will be a difficult person to teach that life does not exist beyond this planet, but I am always open to learning. But I do believe life exists beyond this planet.
Okay.
And how will he teach me this? Now you've got me curious.
If you want to learn, you have to go into the site, study the site, and begin at the beginner section. First of all, you'll need to clear your mind and clean it up. And study it not as something mystical, without connecting yourself to all kinds of previous things, as if you were a newborn child, studying everything from scratch. If you study in this way, then you'll achieve it. After a few months, when you study only beginner's material, without jumping from place to place, then we'll teach you further. First, you need to show your seriousness.
I'm sorry?
I'm really sorry, but we really have to catch a plane out. We're flying out tonight, and we have to be at the airport early, so we're going to have to cut it a little short.
Okay, I understand. All right, well, I'm sorry that you have to go so soon, and leaving on that note the question of extraterrestrial life, which is on so many of our minds, I invite you to go, as I've been invited, to the site www.kabbalah.info. Start from the beginning, open your mind and your heart without conditioning, and seek as a child the wisdom that you'll find there. I'm so grateful to have had you this short time with us, and I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing, and I look forward to spending time with you there in Israel. So thank you, and thank you, Dr. Layton, for giving us this.
Thank you, and Dr. Layton, thank you for having us on your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great flight, and we will be in touch.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've lost Dr. Lightman, who's on his way to the airport, and sorry I am that we weren't able to have a full hour with him. We did have some recording problems earlier on. So he left me with one of my favorite discussions, extraterrestrial and extra-dimensional connection and contact for our planet and for who knows where, what other planets. And the declaration that it definitely doesn't exist intrigues me. For someone to feel that they know that for sure is something that intrigues me quite a great deal. Having heard the programs I've done in the past with discussions of the crop circles, contact, and of course my own work with the Syrian High Council, it's going to be pretty tough for me to let go of what I feel I know, but I will do everything I can to be unbiased and innocent and approach such important information and wisdom like a child. We're talking about the Kabbalah tonight. What I love about what I've heard from Dr. Lightman is the complete lack of religion imposing onto this wisdom. And the fact that he's offering this wisdom and his teachings for free through the site, even providing the books to be downloaded from the site, which is quite remarkable in these days before us. So I'm going to sign out relatively early tonight because we did have to do a shorter show with him. And I'd like to tell you that I am going to be in Mexico for the next couple of weeks working with the shamans of Chiapas. This region of Mexico is where Palenque is found. I'll be going back to Palenque, where last year I had a group of journeyers with me, and we did a crystal skull ceremony at Palenque, which resulted in our being met by the shamanic leader at Palenque, who came to us with one of the 13 crystal skulls of Atlantis, or so he declared. It was a remarkable experience. I'm going back to meet with him. I'm going to be journeying with other shamans to sacred sites there, so I will have a lot to talk to you about when I get back. Meanwhile, I will also try to do a show from Mexico. That'll be interesting. If I can get a phone somewhere in the jungles of Chiapas, we will still come to you live, and the program will be about the journey into the mysticism of the Mayans with right there with the shamans. I'll be going to San Cristobal de las Casas, where I'm told there is a church where people actually come to church with crystal skulls, which is pretty remarkable, and I know it'll be exciting for you to hear about. So there's a lot going on in the next few weeks with me. Also coming up, I'm planning now the next journey to the crop circles in July, and I'll have that on my site, www.syrianrevelations.net, quite soon. It will be a journey of about 7 days. We'll be offering my level one DNA seminar. We will be traveling to the crop circles, the sacred sites of England, to Tintagel in Cornwall, where we will visit the Tintagel being the ruins of a castle where supposedly King Arthur was born and raised. We'll be visiting Merlin's Cave, St. Nectar's Glen, all kinds of truly mystical, amazing places. We'll be staying at Camelot Castle Hotel. It doesn't get much better than that. So we'll be able to pick up information about that. And Peru, Journey to the Pantheon of the Gods, is coming up September 2008. This will be another intensive program, 14 days program in Peru. You're not going to want to miss that. So please keep your eye on my site. That's SyrianRevelations.net. And if you haven't read the books and you do believe there is life out there, you want to start reading them, because I'm sure you will be quite intrigued by what you read. So, friends, thank you for tuning in. I'm sorry it's a short show, but we'll make up for it down the road, I promise you. Keep your minds open. Keep seeking outside the box of convention. Open your eyes, your heart, your mind to all the greatness that is. Much love. Talk to you soon. Bye.